It's 6 minutes past eight. The Chris Moyle Show. Right, let's bring in. Get out of the way, Dom. Let's bring in Mr. Peter Andre. Oh, here we go.
Hey!
What's up, party people? It's Peter Andre here.
Honestly, I said mate again. Do you know what? I can't believe I said party people.
What's up, party people?
It's nice to hear party people.
What's up, party people?
It's good.
Peter Andre here. Are you putting those headphones on under your chin so you don't ruin your hair?
Do you know what? That did look like that, didn't it?
It did look like that.
Yes.
Right, first of all, you look brown.
I am brown. I'm Greek.
Yeah, but you're really brown.
Yeah, well, I had the opportunity to go to Cyprus with the kids, and I loved it.
Nice.
So I was...
quite right.
Got a bit of a tannage, and it was like 35 or 36 or something.
That'll do.
Looking very well.
And you know what, Chris? I'm going to say this.
Yeah, here we go.
You have... Not that maybe you don't want me to say this,
no,
but
you
lost
mind.
A lot of weight.
I've
a
lost,
lot
yeah.
of weight.
So have you, though.
Yeah, I've... Yeah, I'm...
See, just I'm to annoy me and to take the shine off me, you've lost weight as well, but you didn't even need to lose weight.
No, I did. I think I saw you at the Sony Awards or something about 2 years ago.
Yeah. But you weren't...
I was
weren't,
starting to...
No, give
no,
up.
No, I was.
What's the heaviest you've been? 9 stone?
I don't know, but I was quite a lot heavier.
How much weight have you lost?
But then I was standing next to a size minus 10, so...
That's true. Do you know how much weight you've lost?
Yeah, about a stone and a half. But no. you lost a lot when you went on the climb, didn't
on
you?
On the mountain, yeah. I've done about 2 stone this year, so...
That's awesome.
I'm still at it.
Did I really say party people?
What's up, party people?
Oh,
it's Peter
my
Andre
God.
Here.
I enjoyed it.
An American accent as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
You know what it used to be like.
That's bad. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry. Listen, thanks for coming on the show.
No.
Everybody is dying to hear what you have to say about everything. And it's you know, I think it shows a lot of balls coming on the show, because you know I'm going to ask questions about everything. And But I think it's very clever, because you haven't said anything yet about... You and Katie and what's going on and stuff, and so...
Yeah.
Hopefully, you'll say it on the show and it'll all get out and it'll be your words and everything will be happy. What are you smiling at me for?
Because you look good.
All right, thanks.
Things are changing.
That's why they split up. Peter's on the turn.
No, he's not on the turn. And if he was, why would he go for you?
Because I'm a hunk of burning love.
He's a very hunky man.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'll be honest with you. The last few days I've... Just started to pick up a bit. Yeah, I'm
right.
feeling all right.
Good.
Not a barrel of laughs.
No, of course. Right.
Better. Mm.
So what's the deal? What's the story? Because you and Katie split up.
Yes.
Which is very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously now, it's very sad. For all the, you know, for I know all the TV shows and all of that, and, you know, but you two have been together for a while. Got a lovely little family. And when all the reports came out in the paper, me, like a lot of people, I'm like, well, that might not be true. It could be just one of them things. But it's looking grim. It's not looking good. What's going on? Are you going to cry?
No.
If you cry, it'd be really good for our ratings.
Oh, you reckon?
We'll get a lot of press.
I think I've cried enough, mate. I was... You know, look, the thing is, there's obviously things... I've never spilled the beans. I'm not really interested in doing that.
Mm.
Plus the fact on a show like today when, you know, I know my kids are probably listening right now.
Hey, kids!
I wouldn't want to say anything negative about Mama, you know? Look, I'm not going to lie. It's been the worst two or three months of my life.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie. But then again, you know, you just got to get on with it, really.
Is this from you? Is this you saying, I just can't do this anymore?
There's a lot to it.
Right.
It's not just... as easy as that, but you know, I definitely knew what I had to do.
Right. So, but you kind of went, look, I've got to, this ain't working. Do you want a hug?
Yeah, give me a hug.
Come on. Come on.
I'm not crying, everyone.
This is what we've waited to see, I think.
Mm.
Come
here,
man. The embrace.
I'll do love, Chris.
There you go.
You know, you got to love this man because he, you know, Chris has to take the pee in general.
Don't think this is going to get you off answering the question.
You know, I think, I'm actually stuck for words, really.
Because, look, here's the thing. Many people obviously everyone knows about you and Katie, and you really living your life in front of the cameras and all of that. And I'm sure a lot of it is for show, and not like a lot of
stuff we see.
But everyone knows that actually, at the end of the day, you go home. You know, you all live together. You've got your nice little unit there and everything. And occasionally you have your parents coming over and your ever-extended family of a million brothers that seem to just turn up at the house.
Us Greeks, we're like cockroaches. We spread.
How many brothers do you have?
Well, I count it. Not brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
First cousins, uncles and aunties, brothers and sister. I've got about 153,
it's
I
too
think
many.
It is.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Not 100 of them are not brothers. I've got about four brothers.
Wow.
Do you know what, though? It's great having a big family. It's unbelievable. And my dad's one of 12, and I'm one of six. So, you know, big families for me are important.
Well, it will have been important at the moment, presumably, in the last few months, just to, you know, for support and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I didn't know where that came from.
That's me. Hi.
Yeah. What was I where? Yeah. No, it's amazing. Family's incredible.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay? Yes, sir.
How long do you think, Peter Andre?
Yeah.
I've known you on and off for a few years now, good few years. How long do you think is like an acceptable amount of time before it'll be all right if I, you know, kind of took Katie out for dinner? Because I don't want to kind of, you know, in the way, but if
you do,
we've always got on very well.
You've denied something that you did 2 years ago.
No, see, I don't,
Chris.
I don't think
denied
I did this.
It. But you know what? I don't blame you because she did look good that night.
Peter,
what did you do?
Peter's
exactly?
making the story sound way more salacious than it actually
I want to hear Peter's side of this. What did he do 2 years
we
ago?
We were at the Sony Music Awards. I saw Chris. I've always loved Chris.
Mm. Hi.
You know, not in that way, although he's attractive.
Sure. Mm. Especially in Lemon.
But in Lemon. But he saw me, we were there, and I was standing there with Kate, and we were walking up the stairs, and no, down the stairs, and Chris was behind Kate.
Obviously.
And he pinched her ass.
I didn't. But,
I didn't.
And I looked, and I said, Chris, and he went, what? And I went, Chris, and he went, what? I said, that's my wife. And he went, I know it's your wife. And then I went, dude, you just pinched.
Look.
He said he didn't. But the thing is,
do you know what it was, though? Peter was jealous that I didn't pinch his ass. Mm. That's what it was.
Well, there was a bit of that.
Yeah,
but I actually couldn't blame you because she did look very, very good.
So, look, is there a chance you two could get back together?
No.
Do you want to get back together with her, or do you think it's past that now?
No, what's done is done.
Okay.
But also before, because you said that you had to do what you did, i.e. without going into any details, get to where you are now, this has got to be, to move forward, has got to be the best situation for you. You obviously weren't happy where you were. Much as this is difficult and it's all very raw, it's got to be better in the long run, surely. Otherwise you wouldn't have done it.
Well, yeah, look, she's the mother of my children. Mm. There'll always be love, but that's it, really. I don't even know what to say. I'm really sorry, Chris.
No, you're going to make me cry.
Love you, man.
Seriously.
No, I don't know how to answer that, but...
Well, no, it wasn't meant to put you on the spot. I'm just thinking, though, that from your perspective, you need to move forward, don't you? You know, and if there's no going back, then you've got to say, well, this is the right thing to do, and you've got to get on with your life.
I think the hardest thing in a situation like this... Look, let's not forget the fact there are far bigger problems in the world. Than mine's tiny compared to what's going on. But when you're in your own situation, it feels like the biggest problem in the world. And I think the hardest bit that's happened out of all of this is acceptance. When you have to accept something, and when you accept it, then you can move forward. And I'm going through the acceptance stage, which is very difficult.
And you've just got to do your best by the kids at the end of the day, really, you know.
Oh, they're awesome. They're awesome. And yeah, they are.
Hmm.
You're a good little dad. We see you all the time with them. You know, you're good. You're good with the kids.
They give you a sense of stability, and they give you a sense. They make you humble. They definitely keep you fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great. It's the best part of my life.
When was the last time you saw Kate?
Well, we hadn't seen each other since the day it all happened, but it was a very brief moment. About a week ago when we swapped children, when the children
Is this what we saw in the papers when you were back at the house? And
yeah, but it was very brief, and there was it was.
Was that difficult?
When it's for the children, you
kind of get
for a split second there. You just don't think about anything really. Yeah. You just get on with it. Mm. But like I said, you know, in the case that they're listening,
yeah.
No, I completely understand.
I just wanted to ask one thing, because I know friends who have been in a similar situation to you.
Yes.
Obviously, not reading about themselves in the paper every day, and their children, and your children, seeing the pictures in the paper. That must be really tough, do you think?
Yeah, when I were in Cyprus with the three kids, I made sure they were nowhere near. Mm. And I remember my brother Mike got some of the papers, or he saw them near the house, and he put them all in the bin so that I wouldn't see them. And I think it's very important for kids not to see that sort of thing. And yeah, it is. It's a very difficult thing, because kids are open to TV, they're open to radio, they do see things, but you've got to just try and keep it all to a minimum. And you know, you've always got to tell them. You just got to give them love and talk about love, and don't talk about anything other than love. Mm. You can't talk about the negative side of anything.
What's the deal with the film crew, though? Because there's a film crew in today.
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, we. I am filming. It's not necessary. Basically, obviously, I'm being contracted for 2 years, as Kate was. And
this is with ITV2, is it?
Well, we were. Yes and no. Let me just see how I wrote it. Guys, I had to write a few points down because I, you
That's
know.
That's right.
This is true, actually, because when we were signed, even with ITV2, CanTV were filming it, and then, you know, obviously ITV2, that was who would end up airing it.
Yep.
But I'm still filming with CanTV, but whether it ends up being with ITV2, I'm not sure.
Is what you've got a contract, you've got to do a certain amount of filming or whatever. And
We are contracted for 2 years, which is about another year and a bit to go, so...
Right.
Dude, seriously... right now, I wouldn't want cameras following me around.
Can I be honest with you? The first 5 weeks, I'd hardly even talked, let alone was ready to do filming. And the first bit of filming was when I went to Hong Kong, which was about 2 weeks ago. So it's only just started, really.
Right.
And yeah, the first show, my brother was like, dude, you got to snap out of it, because I was very down. And he said, this is no good, you can't film this. And it was 5 weeks in, I'm thinking... You got to start snapping out of it. But then, you know, as time's gone on, I've moved on. So
it's tough, though, isn't it? You know, you're trying to get yourself together and your emotions and stuff, and you're having to do all this in front of a camera. And when arguably the camera's involvement in all of this won't have helped where you are now. You know, there's got to be a certain
although I do think, you know, there's a lot of time when you can have your own privacy, and filming doesn't go from 6 in the morning till 12 at night. It might be 3 hours in a day. It's not a lot. And it's no different. Say, for example, with you guys, if, you know, heaven forbid something happened to you or your family or wife or anything like that, you still have to come to work.
Mm.
And for that certain amount of time, you've got to, you know, yes, there's a sense of reality, because if you're down, you've got to show you're down. Mm-hmm. You can't be trying to act like you're not. But you've still got to work, you know?
Mm. Screw that. I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you come to work?
No, but with the film crew, I couldn't hack that.
Yeah.
Especially at the moment. Because when you're feeling like crap and the film people come and film you, you're going to, you know, look, naturally you're going to go, you're gonna put the mask on and kind of go out and be Mr. Party People and all of that. You know, we're inside. You're crying
inside.
Yeah,
in a sense, though.
I bet you're crying inside.
You can't act
look at
it.
Me.
You,
look at me. I know you're crying inside.
You're bringing emotion out in me.
I know that.
You are.
I know that. I can see.
Chris is
good looking.
He's got a good heart.
Yeah.
Hidden in there somewhere.
He's got a good heart.
It's hidden behind all the, you know, the fat. It's in there. It's all in there.
Do you think living life in front of the cameras has contributed to the breakup?
No, I think anyone in the industry, in any way, shape, or form, definitely has more pressure on them than someone that isn't in the industry, only because you are subject to criticism about your relationship. Everyone's looking at everything that you do.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's a sense of pressure, but if I were to complain about that, I shouldn't have been doing it, and I shouldn't have been in it. And
you can still complain about it. You can still be honest about it. Like,
in hindsight.
Look, bearing in mind, I've never been to your house, right? But I've watched the TV show, and I've seen you in your house, you and Katie together. Now, I know I'm watching a TV show, and you can... I know when you play up to the cameras. I know when Kate plays up, and there's a little glint in your eye when you're both messing around or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, I've seen you bickering on the telly. I've seen you two sit uncomfortable next to each other. And so I think I have a kind of idea of what it's like living in your house, being in your shoes. Unless I've got the wrong end of the stick.
No.
And it's just, you know...
It is very real. There's...
Seriously. You know I like Kate. I haven't seen her for a long time since we... You know, she didn't come on the show that time and blah, blah, blah. And I said the other day, I'm not going to badmouth Kate. Which is a shame, because it would make this interview way more entertaining. But I couldn't live with her. She would drive me insane, Nia. I bet that there must be days when you're banging your head against the walls.
For every bad that somebody has, there's a lot of good.
I'm not dissing her, I'm sure.
You know
what
I mean?
But, you know.
I've obviously never mentioned the reasons, but... It's not just a reason. There's, you know, you don't just go with one reason.
Yeah, it's a build-up of things and
what happened. Am I answering correctly?
Yeah, you're right. Do you know what? Do you know what it is? I appreciate the fact that, you know, you don't want to sit there and go, here's the thing, she's a cow. I know you don't want to do that. And I know you've got the kids and everything like that. And I'm not going to push you too hard on it because, you know, it wouldn't be fair.
Do you know why?
What?
Because... I cannot control what anyone else does. I can only control what I do. That's all I can do. So as long as I control what I do, I can't either condemn or praise or ask. I can't do that for anyone else. I can only do what I do.
Okay.
And if I focus on that, then I think it helps me.
Do you think you'll ever be friends with Katie again?
For the sake of my children, I very much hope so.
Well, there's going to have to be a relationship, isn't there?
I mean, but that answer had no written all over it.
No, but it's not on there.
No, just the way you went. For the sake of the kids, I hope so. That's no, not right. But would you? Do you want to be friends? Look, a year down the line, you know, would you like to be in a position where you go, Kate? Look, and it didn't work out, but you know, we've got the kids and all that. We're pals. Can you see that happening?
Absolutely.
Good. All right.
And do you know what? There's been people... I don't know. There's some people that hold grudges and some people that don't. I've had mates that have... Well, that are mates now, that years ago said a lot of bad things about me. And years later, when you're doing all right in life and everything's okay, I see them, I'm like... Can we just forget that?
It's not healthy.
No. I don't hold grudges.
No, you're too nice. I do.
But like some...
Oh, seriously. So does Dave.
No.
By the way, listen. Dave's good. Dave's been divorced, right? He'd be there for you. He can tell you
I'm
what.
I'm on marriage number two already.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. He goes,
you're on number two.
He goes through marriages
you?
Like I go through pies. So he can help you out. He'll tell you.
Dave, we'll talk.
No, I was going to... I'm always here for you.
You can give him advice.
Exactly. I got divorced online. I did. I can give you the website.
Okay, that sounds a bit weird. What happened? Well, you don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. It was fine.
I didn't know you did it online.
Yeah,
I didn't know online.
Divorce online is like a drive-through service.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fine.
There you go, Mr. Andre.
But you see how casual he is about it now, but at the time...
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a nightmare.
But you know what I was going to say? So going back to what Chris was saying before about the fact that, you know, will you ever be friends? The fact of the matter is that you, like so many other people in the same situation where marriages go wrong and there's kids involved, you have to maintain a relationship because of the kids. If there's no kids, you can actually go, right, that's it, and you can actually walk away and never speak to that person again for the rest of your life. But when there's kids involved, as you have to maintain some civil... And that's going
to
be tough.
You have to, yeah.
Children, but that's... But
they can't know what's going on. They can't feel what's going on.
But that's with you for the rest of your life, you know? You're always going to have the kids. So that's the tricky bit. And in many ways, I was fortunate that when I got divorced, there was no kids involved. So we didn't have that complexity.
I'm not going to lie. I'm gutted, yeah, of course, you know? But...
You're gutted that Dave got divorced?
Dave's on the second marriage.
Oh, it's fine. Everyone's happy now.
Online?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So listen, save yourself a bit of money. Dave will give you the web address. Do it online. It's a form.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why?
Why?
I'm hanging for you to play this song. Can I tell you why? Because I don't want you to ever play the songs you were playing half an hour ago again.
What about Insania?
Honestly. Listen, I shouldn't. See, I set this one up. The thing is, I can't blame anyone else but myself for that.
No, great.
But I should never slate what I did, because even though that song...
Oh, no, some of them you can slate.
I think that record's got better with age. I think it sounds better now than it did then.
Do you know what it is with a song like that? As much bad press as it got, it still went to number three. I still can't believe that. So... Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
But what you're going to hear in a minute is could not be on the other side of the world, really.
Musically.
Yeah, it's completely different. Hang on, let me just look at my lovely manager in the window who I haven't seen. Are you stressing yet, or are you smiling?
She looks more than happy.
I don't know. She'll tell me later.
Dude, that's Claire. Is it Claire your manager?
Yeah.
Is she also Kate's manager?
Well, I've been with Claire for 15 years.
Right.
She's been my manager for 15 years, and it's been great. And then when Katie and I met in the jungle and we came out, there was talk about maybe Kate going with Claire, because then we could have had the same itinerary, etc., and it would have worked better, and it did. It worked.
But she's still managing both of you.
Claire and I are still together.
Right.
But was she managing Kate, you two together?
Yes.
All right, and now she's just looking after you.
Yes.
Then let's hope the records are hit.
Yeah.
She needs paying.
No, actually, I don't know if you know what happened. As I said, there's a lot bigger things going on. But
just tell us.
Yeah. Do you like
come
that?
Come on,
do you
just
like that?
Tell
do you
us.
Like that?
Seriously, what?
Look. I do take ages to get to the point.
Let me just fire some quick questions at you.
Go. All right.
Have you met another man?
No, not apart from you. No.
Okay. Is the breakup because you, Peter Andre, are secretly in love with me?
Partially.
Right, okay. Now we're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you ask me the questions, I'll tell you.
Fine, fair enough. Fair enough.
You had five and you've only asked me two.
The other three are rubbish.
What I was going to say.
Seriously, they're my notes. So
you've got notes too. I don't feel so bad now.
Here are my questions I wrote down. How are you? Are you okay? Right? That's number
one. It's kind of the same thing, though, isn't it?
Right? How are you? Are you okay? But I think that's the first thing I wrote. That shows you I care. Number two, what is going on? Why? Number three, film crew. Number four, are you seeing anybody else?
No.
Right. Please. Number five, do you reckon you and Kate could get back together?
Oh, we've answered that one, didn't we?
See above.
And then I was going to ask you about Michael Jackson. And then I was going to ask you about your music. See, that's the
Michael Jackson. That's what
you know
I
what?
Meant.
Let's
that's
save
what
it.
I meant.
Let's play a record.
When I said bigger problems in the world. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you haven't got any problems anymore. These three of us probably
do.
Yeah, I know. Let's play Peter Andre's track. Oh, it's broken. It won't play. Oh, well, never mind. We'll play Insania.
Don't you dare.
This is Peter's new track. Which is going to be coming out. It's called Behind Closed Doors. Did you write this?
Yes. I actually wrote this with two people. AC Burrell used to be in So Solid Crew, and he was one of the producers in that. And Frankie, who is Mr. Dr. Dre's writer. So
really?
It's very, very kind of, it's urban rock. It's very different.
And we're looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Only Alan's heard this so far.
When did you write it?
This was written about... 5 months ago, 5-6 months ago. But lyrically, I went pretty hard initially. Mm. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah, this is his new song called I'm Going to Have to Leave. I Can't Take This Anymore. Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
This is Peter's new track. This is called Behind Closed Doors. Give over. I'm playing the wrong song.
It's all hard.
You've got guitar.
I love it.
All right, here it is. You know they're going to analyse every lyric in the song, don't you, in these papers?
That's where the lie is.
So, Peter, Behind Closed Doors, what's it all about?
Yeah, exactly. I was just saying to you before, it's the first time... I should have really done an album like this ages ago, but it's the first time I sat down and I thought... Where people write things in their diaries or they write things, why don't you just write it in a song... it's the first time I've had a chance to just lyrically do something, you know, and I feel really good about it.
And is this song the first one that you wrote in this process?
No,
or
no, it wasn't.
Right.
Called The Doctor was, but this is...
people be analysing that as well.
My God.
Actually,
Call
you would have analysed that one a lot more.
Hang on a second. Call The Doctor?
Yes.
Behind closed doors?
Yes. Distance.
Distance?
Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yep.
No, I haven't got that
one. You haven't got that one yet? Okay, that's good.
But there's Out of Control. There's quite a few, actually.
Stop shouting at me.
Yes.
Duck.
But, you know, I feel, honestly, I know I've got a lot to prove musically. I know I have in this country, and I totally understand why.
Right.
But do you know how good it feels to play something and I could actually play it in my car, or if someone said to me, you know, what are you doing? I said, well, this is the kind of stuff. Before, I was always rummaging through going, what could I ever play? And like, you played a couple of the tracks before, and there was one where you were doing Jackson Over the Top.
I don't know what you mean.
Which, you know, you're right.
Ow.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah, but to be fair,
and
though,
it worked
look,
then.
To be you fair, you're a massive Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, but
it's only like saying the Oasis sounds like the Beatles.
Without me having it.
Where were you on?
Rib on top.
Where were you when you heard the news about Michael Jackson?
I was at home in Brighton, and I remember it was late at night, so a lot of people in this country were probably asleep.
Mm-hmm. It was Thursday night last week, yeah.
Yes, and I remember I looked at the TV. I said, "There's no way." There's no way. It's exactly that same feeling when Princess Diana died. No one believed it. Mm-hmm. They thought there's going to be a change saying I'm sorry. And especially because it came on from
this website.
Yeah, I won't mention it, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
But it came on from the website, and there was like, there was this thing. So I sent a text to his brother, and I said, please God tell me it isn't true. Please God tell me it isn't true. And
whose brother? Michael's brother?
Yes.
Which one? Which brother?
His brother Tito. We, through the last couple of years, we've got to become quite good friends.
I didn't know that.
A very nice man. Mm. And he said, I'm on my way to the hospital to find out. And that was it. He didn't even know at what state his brother was in, which I thought was quite... and I felt a bit bad having actually texting. And I was even more surprised that he texted back through that horrible period. But
as you say, stuff like that puts everything in perspective, though, doesn't it?
That's,
you know,
that's,
I mean,
what
where
I was saying
where
before.
Where you were, and you're going through a tricky time, and everybody knows that. But then you think, well, there's always somebody with worse problems.
Well,
than,
that's what
than
I meant
yourself.
When I was saying there's a lot bigger problems out there. I was actually referring to him. Mm. You know?
Listen, you know, you are allowed to be selfish when you're splitting up with, you know, the woman you've had kids with. You are allowed to be a little bit self-absorbed. Don't feel like you need to apologise.
No, I totally agree
with
you.
There are bigger problems in the world, but for the world, but for you, the number one thing at the moment is what's going on. So don't feel bad about it. And take it from me, who spends my entire career talking about myself. You know.
Yeah, but you know, you get some people and they, for example, talking about their song or their album, and it's like you sit there and you go, oh, give me a break. I don't want to hear your whole self-absorption, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't really. But if you kind of let it known, I know there's worse things, but in your own world, you've got to deal with it. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was confused for a minute. .com.
We're getting a lot of love for you on the text
today.
Yeah,
a lot of good ones.
Looking good, Peter. Good luck for the future, says Kim Hale in Newport. Pete, you look great. Says Sammy in Leeds. I love Peter Andre, says Becky in Leicester. Looking good, Pete, says Amanda. Oh, women. I tell you what. I just story about you in the paper today. Have you seen that today? About your face is dropped.
I didn't do it.
It's about you being out the other night, and Bianca Gascoigne was there, and Chantel was there, and all that.
Yeah, but do you know what it was for?
It's from some, I don't know. Some
well, Christian Audisha, who owns Ed Hardy, he was launching a wine and champagne range. And so I've known Christian for a while. And actually something amazing came out of that day, because Christian's asked me to be the face of Ed Hardy for the UK.
Well, really? What's Ed Hardy?
Well, Ed Hardy is it's an amazing clothes range. But Christian Audisha, although he owns that, he also has his own brand. His own name brand, Christian Audisha.
Right.
So some of it's very blingy, but then his Christian Audisha range is much more subtle. So, yeah, so I'm really thrilled, because in America, his partner in America is Madonna. I mean, you don't get bigger than that.
So you went to this dude and you got a gig out of it?
Well, I met with him first in the day, and I just thought we were going to meet, have a coffee, you know, just see how each other are, and then that came out of it. I mean, it's
very good.
Incredible.
So you didn't sleep with Chantel?
I thought, sorry? What?
Where is it? Where's the story?
What? Come on.
No, no.
She's a nice, very nice person, by the way, so I didn't mean come on as in...
Yeah, sure.
Mm. You know
It basically says you're in the same. You're in the same place, and then you went for dinner.
Well, you know that Claire manages Chantel, don't you?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, but there was a group of us. He's going, a group of you.
No, I get it. But the paper's kind of going, oh.
No, I know it could appear like that, but not at all. I don't think there's one little bit in my head that could even think of anybody else at this point in time, to be honest.
Man, you're going to get so many offers, aren't you? You'll get so many offers.
Gee, I love the way he did that with the
D. Well. But look,
he's good, isn't he?
When things are moving along and you're moving away and time is a great healer, man, you're going to be party people all night long. It's going to be amazing.
Call the doctor.
Seriously. Your next album is going to be called Exhausted.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I don't know. My head's not even gone there yet.
Sure, I know. I appreciate that.
Not even near it.
But it will. It'll get there. Man alive. And you're in good shape. Look at you. Look at that. Look at Peter's body. Look at his muscles.
Chris, I wouldn't underestimate you, mate. What you've been.
Thanks. Good. Thanks a lot. Yeah. But you don't have the man boobs like I've got.
Why don't you two get a room?
There was an awful lot of chemistry here.
We want to expose this live.
All right, look, the record's good. Behind Closed Doors by Peter Andre, and there's the album and all of that. I'm trying to find the notes on the song, but I can't find the notes on the song. When's the song out?
August 10th. But can I say
August the 10th? You can download Behind Closed Doors. August the 10th, the first single off the new album. There you go.
If you find it hard to put Peter Andre and this song together, because obviously you can just change the name if you want, but Behind Closed Doors stays. I can't wait to play this live. And in fact, it's only four chords. I've got to learn these chords. I have to learn these chords so I can play it live.
You're going to play guitar like Madonna plays guitar. It's just literally chords. That's all it is.
No, but could you imagine just live getting a hot live band? I mean, that's what this is all about. You can't do backing tracks anymore. Yeah. People aren't interested in that. You think you know what I'm about. You can't do heat and all that anymore.
Tell you what, your throat's going to be hurting at the end of a live gig if that's how you're singing it now. Tell you what, we're going to do a parody.
Yeah.
Anyway, what am I doing? I'm so late for the news. Right, we've got so many things.
By the way,
what's up?
By the way, sorry, can I bring Michael Jackson back up again?
Oh,
we miss him, man.
Don't take the tone down.
We miss him. No, he's the best.
I know.
Thank you.
I was really upset. I was very surprised at how upset I was. Like, I didn't cry, but I was like, I think we were talking about this on the air last Friday, because it's just, I don't, somebody that big that I liked has never really, it was like, I don't remember John Lennon being murdered. I was too young and I don't remember that. But this was like, I still don't believe he's dead.
No.
As in, I know he's dead, but I can't believe it. I just can't believe. I was going to the first night of the O2. You know, I'm already, and all I'm seeing now is pictures in the paper of him rehearsing, and there's now this video has been released of him rehearsing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you go and have a look. Honestly.
But apparently he looks great. You know, he looks really fit.
I hope to God that when it comes time to people starting to remember him, because he's not around for the cynics to slate him, hope to God they remember for the good, because there's nobody like, there never was, there never will be.
He's the king of pop.
No, I agree.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, there's no doubt about it. He was an odd guy, but you don't become the biggest superstar in the world and remain completely normal. Can't be.
No.
You've got to be a little bit cluck cluck jibber jibber, you know. But then I'm hearing he had a good sense of humour though, like the whole oxygen tank thing and the Leave Me Alone video, and you know he kind of saw how everyone saw him. He knew, you know. But anyway, yeah. Thanks for bringing the tone down, man.
Seriously, you're alive, right?
Hook it up, dude. Behind Closed Doors from Peter Andre.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
10th of August, party people. That's when it's out.
No, party.
10th of August. Go and buy it. Go and buy it. Show your love for Peter. Apart from anything else, a divorce is going to kill his bank account. So he needs as much money as he can get. Now, Claire hasn't got that Katie money coming in anymore. It's tough now. There's a credit crunch on.
I don't know. You'll be surprised, mate.
Just go and help him out. Buy the song. Right, it's very, very, very late. I've got to get the news. Dominic is here. Carrie is at Wimbledon. It's 8:43.
8:46 now.
Peter Andre is here. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, sir. I've just had a triple shot of espresso, so I'm very happy.
You're crazy.
What's that noise?
Is that coming from me at Wimbledon?
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to dry out the seats. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's been really wet, and I think I've got a hairdryer on it.
I'm going to dry out my seat after that. Exactly. Yeah. But the fire alarm was going off.
What was that?
Oh, they've got a hairdryer on the seats here because it's damp.
Is that what they're doing? They put hairdryers on the seats?
It sounds like that. I don't know if it is.
I thought it sounded like an electric toothbrush or something similar.
Stay quiet again, carry on. Yeah, there you go.
No. Doesn't sound good, does it?
Can I just say we've had the speaker on here on Centre Court listening to Peter, and he's getting a whole lot of love from Wimbledon.
Hang on, the interview was playing out across the tannoy system.
We had it on a speaker. No, we had it on a speaker here.
There
and
a
whole lot of love for Peter Andre.
Well, you're on Centre Court,
you.
Peter Andre.
Very much. That is lovely.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Here's a question. You ready?
Yes.
You ready for this?
I'm ready because I know there's only a few minutes left, so
here
I know it can't be too hard.
Here comes the question.
Go for it.
Ask Pete if he remembers playing in the Henry Box School Drama Centre in Whitney 12 years ago. We all paid £1 to see him in our lunch hour.
But I didn't take that money, did I? It went to your school, I hope. No, I don't, but I hope it was great.
I'd imagine it was excellent.
Yeah. Peter is amazing, sexy. I loved his song, says Alison in Yorkshire. There you go. Told you.
There's a lot of good texts about the record, actually.
So many offers. So many offers.
It's great. And do you know, you guys have you've been very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, we're nice people. We're good guys. We're nice.
Tell you what, for 25 minutes there, you had my heart going, boom.
Boom, boom, pow.
Boom, boom, pow.
tell you what, I don't know whose heart was racing more, yours or your manager Claire. She's bouncing off the walls in the other room.
Do you know what? We have to ask, because that's what our listeners want to know.
Of course.
If we had you in here
and
we ignored the whole subject, it would be terrible.
Of course. But and you're right, and people do want to know, I guess. But can I just thank everyone? Because everyone's been unbelievably supportive up until now. I'm completely shocked.
And even more so now, I think, because you've come over today as, you know, you've explained where you are, but you've come over with, dignity and respect and stuff like that, so no one's got any reason to have a go at you.
We all love you.
Do you know what? There is a bit of a media circus going on around, which there always has been around you two, but it's now, especially now.
Yeah.
But there is a thing in this ridiculous media world where people believe what they read in the papers. Even though people know that the papers make stuff up, they still believe it. I've got to be honest, and I keep saying this, I'm not going to slag Kate off because, you know, I've met her a few times. She's always been nice, you know, and all that to me and vice versa. But she ain't coming out of this very well.
Look,
I know it's not a competition because this is your lives and everything, but there's a lot of love for you coming out on the street and, you know, and not the other way around.
Well, as much as, you know, there may be things I agree with or don't agree with in that situation, I don't want her to be getting
bad
press because I don't want the kids... I shouldn't talk about the kids, I don't want them to grow up and read any of it. So, in a way, I hope that would all die down and I hope that we can, you know, I don't want her to feel that pain. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I just want it to just kind of be forgotten about, really.
She's going to do this interview, so it says in the newspaper, she's going to do this Piers Morgan interview.
Yes.
Do you know what? Seriously, I wouldn't even... Don't watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Because it's going to be... I honestly, knowing her as little as I do, but knowing what she's like, it's going to... I would imagine it will be a show. That's what that interview will be. It'll be a show.
Mm. What do you mean? Like
in the sense that, like... I'm looking into your eyes now, right? And I know that if I push you hard enough, I know that we're going to... I'll hit a nerve or push a button and, you know, and you'll get upset, right? I can tell. And I don't want to do that to you. I know you've got kids and blah, blah, blah. And I know you don't want to sit and slag her off because you don't want to slag her off, you know. And I know then there's going to be legal stuff coming out because you're going to get divorced and there's going to be money and all of that. So you have to be really careful what you're saying. I can see you whirring through an answer in your head before you're speaking. I don't think when Kate goes on to be interviewed, it's going to be a show. She's just going to... I don't think she'll sit there and go, you know what, honestly, blah, blah, because... I don't know if she knows how to kind of, you know, she's very brash, she's very defensive, she's very, she switches it on, you know what she's like.
It's all going to be headline quotes, isn't it?
So don't watch it.
No.
Don't watch it.
To be honest, I haven't even seen our last few shows now.
Mm. Oh, they're rubbish. It's awful.
Sorry,
ITV. Seriously, I sat and wasted half an hour of my life watching you two having a great time in Las Vegas. I'm thinking, what is this all about? He's got a revolving bed.
Yeah, that was an amazing.
I bet it was incredible. Yeah,
but apparently there was one episode with me and my brother on some segways or something that was quite funny. But I haven't seen them for about 4 weeks now, so I don't think I'll be.
So, what was your reaction when you heard Katie was going to be interviewed by?
Well, I think I thought the same thing that Chris just said. I thought I'm not going to watch it, and at the end of the day, I just, you know, I hope she's careful, that's all.
And do you think she will be?
I have no idea. I have no idea. What time
ask
is the show?
Ask me.
Do you think she will be?
No.
Hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? If she's listening now, which she may well be, don't do it. Just don't go on there. Don't do it, because it's going to be such a salacious interview, and Piers Morgan's a slime anyway, so it's gonna be, well, he is, I can't bear the guy, and you know, it's gonna be cringeworthy.
Well, you see, this is where I've got to admire you, Chris, because you could have gone a lot harder today. You could have actually been, you know, basically saying, ask me a question and not say anything until it's answered. You could have kept going on. You didn't. And I know it's like there's only
still
like
early.
4 or 5 minutes left. And I'm thinking,
we've got the golden hour at 9, though, so we're going to have to.
I admire you for that, because I really was. I've probably never been more nervous than I was this morning before I came here. And I swear to that, I've said
well,
it.
There's loads of questions that everybody wants to ask you. Yeah. And there's loads of questions that I want to ask you. But, you know, I know you're not going to answer most of the questions I want to ask. So there's no point in me asking.
Yeah, but
because it'll be uncomfortable.
I admire that.
But, look.
Thank you.
I mean, there are. See, now I want to ask you questions.
Yeah, you sound nice.
Now you've set me up. I'm like, now I want to know.
Do you know what? There's nothing that interesting to know now.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
And so you're saying on the record, you don't fancy another man.
No, not at the moment. But okay. Chris, if you keep talking to me the way you're talking to me,
sure, you're human. I understand that.
Are you issuing a come and get me, please?
Can I tell you?
Sometimes we worry about you flirting with the guests, but there was never any worry that you would flirt with Peter Andre. But
listen,
but you are
not
flirting with Peter Andre.
I'm not a sexist. I flirt with anybody.
And well, apparently.
That's why he's got the Lemon Let's Go t-shirt
right.
on.
Yeah. Look at your amazing body. Mm. Look at that.
Oh, lemon's good. Lemon's a good colour.
We should work out together.
Lemon is a very good colour.
You up for that, Peter?
Lemon.
You and me working out together? I want to do some weights with you.
Peter's working out if he can get out and working out with you.
would you do that?
Did you see me look at you?
Yeah, sure, of course. Look at me.
Yeah,
let's work out together.
Yeah, very.
Can we do that? You and me. I'm serious.
Yeah,
honestly,
serious.
Peter, I'm serious.
It will make you feel so much better about yourself.
Alid, fire up rock aerobics.
Seriously,
no, but I tell you what, I would love to try what you did. I'm petrified of heights, but I'd love to do what you did.
Up the mountain.
I'm petrified, but I'll
take
it off.
I'm scared of heights as well. I don't like heights.
Would you do anything like that again?
Yeah.
Only with you,
and
though.
I would do something like that with you, definitely.
Everest Base Camp. Seriously.
What?
You fancy that? Base camp at Everest. Not the top of Everest, because that's ludicrous. And I don't think
I'd
do it.
What do you mean?
Base camp at Everest. That's what I want to do next. Let's do it.
Is that about 20,000 feet?
Yes. Okay, I'll give you my word. If you find something that you think we can do, I'm going to do it with you. But I am petrified of heights.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, so am I. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, let's do something. We'll do the Inca Trail. We'll do something nice and easy.
I would do something.
Right. Are you serious?
I'm really serious.
I love a challenge.
Yeah. The mountain just send us. We've all gone a bit mad.
Right.
But we've said this now. There's none of this like, oh yeah, let's meet up and have lunch and you don't do it. So this we've said
I'll
this.
Do it.
So if you I'll let you pick something. But
okay, let's go to the moon. Let's fly to the moon.
Well, most people do, you know, arrange to meet for lunch, and you're arranging to climb up to Everest camp together.
Yeah. Is that a certain height that you go to or something?
Yeah,
like?
It's because Everest is ridiculously huge.
No, okay.
And I'd never do that. So
wow.
Mm.
I'll sponsor you.
Climb what about the best.
A bike ride in Cuba or something cool where we can have coffees at coffee shops on the way?
All right, okay, seriously, it's not a date. You know?
Let's pop wheelies in Havana. Come on.
Talking about climbing mountains, now you go, hang on, let's go for a bike ride and stop for coffee.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Let's do what we were going to do with Jack Osborne and ride pandas to Mongolia.
That's right, pandas to Mongolia.
And we were going to call it Pandemonium and sell it to ITV2.
Yeah.
They'd and they it. Said no.
Pandemonium with Peter Andre.
But isn't it great when you take on challenges? I love this.
Yeah. There you go.
Riding panda would be a challenge.
Have you ever ridden a panda? No, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. No further questions.
Have I. I've never ridden a panda. So many jokes, so little time.
Mm-hmm.
Look, nice to see you.
Oh, Chris, thanks.
Good luck,
mate,
with everything.
Thank you for taking it easy on me. Thanks.
Listen, no worries. And as far as the whole, you know, you falling in love with a man thing goes, it's fine. You
be the person, doors, baby.
You be the person that you are. It's fine. It's all, you
know. Lemon's good. Lemon is
and lemon
good.
Is a good colour.
Lemon is very good, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, we got the T-shirt for you. Let me, before I do that, 10th of August is when Behind Closed Doors is available to download. Peter's new song, which he's very proud of. He's moving away. He feels this is his first proper song with proper lyrics for the first time. 10th of August, Behind Closed Doors, buy it. We got your T-shirt, by the way.
I'm in.
Because, obviously, a lot of people are going to be listening to this interview, because this is the first time you've kind of spoken about everything. When you leave Radio 1, there's going to be a load of paparazzi.
Do you want me to wear it?
Yeah, you see what it is?
No.
How grateful are you of the interview?
We've got your T-shirt, which says, I've just been interviewed by Chris Moyles. Do you like that?
It's our new promotional campaign.
Yeah. And then you have to hand on to the next person who we interview.
Mm.
We don't know who that will be
my
yet.
My question to you, has anyone not worn it? Has anyone been arrogant enough to
say we've never done it before.
You're the first one.
Yeah. We've never done it before.
I'd say yes then.
Yeah.
So I'll wear it.
So you could say no.
I'm just going to see. Is that large?
No, medium.
Oh, medium's all right.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, I'll wear it.
You'll get in there.
It's good.
I'll do it.
All right. Good luck. Seriously, no, good luck with everything.
And we're going to do that thing we said, huh?
We're going to climb mountains with bears and stuff, yeah.
Also,
and have coffee on bike rides.
That was a bit casual.
I'll send you the link as well for that online divorce thing.
Brilliant. Yeah. That'll do. That'll really help him out. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Peter Andre.
Thank you very much.